Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Bill Price, who was Amazon's first global vice president of customer service and is the founder and president of Driva Solutions, the consultancy dedicated to creating highly effective customer contact strategies and operations. He has more than 35 years experience advising and directing major operations in more than 160 leading companies. He's also the co-author of The Frictionless Organization, Deliver Great Customer Experiences with Less Effort, and of the bestseller, The Best Service is No Service, Your Customer Rules. And Mr. Price, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, I appreciate the invitation. Looking forward to this.
And I am as well. Looking forward to hearing from you and really appreciate your time as well. So for starters, why did this book need to be written, The Frictionless Organization?
Well, because unfortunately, there's way too much friction that organizations cause for us, meaning that customers complain all the time about having to make contacts for things that are broken or not, things that don't arrive on time, confusion, and most companies do a really good job handling those issues when they come in, but they don't go further and say, well, why did we have to have our customers contact with those issues? Let's fix things. Let's make sure things go right. It's a simple concept, but unfortunately, friction is everywhere.
Isn't that the truth? You are so correct in that. And speaking of which, what's the best story that you have that would describe becoming frictionless?
I'd say that one of them actually is the company that I worked for years ago, which is Amazon, just briefly, but because Amazon had a culture and still has a culture that says we want to make things really simple for our customers. We want to make sure that deliveries are on time. We don't overpromise, but we deliver on time. And just one little snippet of that is that the first head of web development for Amazon was a librarian. She wasn't an IT professional. She had great IT people working for her, but she was a librarian. And Jeff told her and the rest of the organization, I want to make sure the website has plenty of white space, meaning you know it's not too dense, and that we don't move stuff around on the website so that it's familiar when you come back to it again. We want to make sure that it's personalized. So it says, welcome, Bill, welcome back, Bill, rather than just having a blank screen or an open screen. And so that's just an example, small example of many other ones that Amazon put in place. And then another quick example is T-Mobile. T-Mobile, based near where I live here in Seattle, has done a great job rethinking their whole marketing proposition by dropping the requirement to have contracts. But they've also changed their customer care strategy to make it much more personalized and simple. And they really do root cause analysis to figure out, well, why did customers contact us about a network issue or a device issue or a billing issue? Let's figure out how we can fix them and they don't have to contact us.
Great example, and thanks for that. That's a big help. Now, how did your Amazon experience help to frame this thesis? I'm sure it had some impact, just a little, I would say.
Well, I think it enabled me to put in place with a great team that I had working for me and with me, it enabled me to put in place what I was already used to seeing at MCI. So I spent a number of years, 8 years at MCI, the telco, back in the 90s. And MCI, since it was the upstart against AT&T, needed to make sure it had a superior offering, great pricing, terrific products and so forth. And so the role that I had was to build up a number of business units in order to support our business customers, our corporate customers. And so Amazon gave me just a great runway for that because Jeff Bezos' idea was we want to reduce the contacts per order shipped. We want to reduce that number. And he still talks about that publicly. Well, at least he did until he moved on as the chairman. But he talked about, you know, basically contacts tell us whether there are errors. We want to make sure we bring those errors down and eliminate that problem, or use the term we have now, eliminate that friction.
And it certainly does seem to make a lot of sense. So why don't more organizations become frictionless?
Well, this is sort of the core issue, I'm afraid, which is, and I'll give you two reasons why, Eric. One is that they've always done it another way. In other words, you ask executives, entrepreneurs, middle managers, you know, why are you doing that? Whatever that is. And if you get the answer, well, I don't know. We've always kind of done it that way. That's the way I learned, or that's the way we've done it around this company. That's a real problem because it doesn't, then you're not really challenging what you're doing and making things simpler for your employees and for your customers. And the second, and so that kind of lends into the second point, which is complacency, an idea of, hey, things are going well. our revenues are going up and our customers seem to be happy and our employees seem to be happy. But lurking behind that is probably a lot of angst and issues that you have to deal with. So complacency, and we've always done it that way. And maybe I'll add a third one, which is systems. A lot of companies, whether they're small or big, tend to have legacy systems that don't really connect with other systems. So for instance, if a customer goes on your website and tries to find some information, let's say how to return a product, just to use that example, they can't find a good place, a good example or a good place to get their information, then they call up the call center, contact center. That is a second contact for the customer. But in most organizations, it appears as the first contact because they don't know that you as a customer were already on the website to deal with an issue. You know, we use an example in the book from United Airlines, where United Airlines now knows and deals with it directly. They can tell whether the customer, the passenger is on the website, on their app, when they're calling in. And they're able to say, okay, it looks like you're having a problem with such and such. Let's help you with that one. So if you know that's going on, if you know the systems are not connected, then you can deal with it. But unfortunately, a lot of companies don't realize that.
Once again, some awesome feedback, and I'm sure listeners have certainly gained some insight so far on this topic today. We're joined by Bill Price, the founder and president of Driva Solutions, a consultancy dedicated to creating highly effective customer contact strategies and operations. He's the co-author of The Frictionless Organization, Deliver Great Customer Experiences with Less Effort, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what does whole of business problem mean?
So this is really a key thing that we discovered by interviewing 15, 20 companies around the world that really composed or created our concepts in the book. It really means that the issues dealing with customer service, customer care, and customer experience are not the province of the customer service leader. It is their job, his or her job, to figure out with the team around them how to deal with those issues and then how to flip that customer so they can become more loyal. However, the real issue is who really caused that in the first place. Was it perhaps the head of marketing? Was the head of billing? Let me give you an example, which is if a customer calls in and says, why is my bill so high? I disagree with my bill. Why is my bill so high? A fairly typical issue for lots of companies. Well, the owner of that could be the head of billing or someone in the billing department who basically added some elements to the bill that were confusing to a customer. It could be all the way back to the product team that came up with the idea to have multiple dialing plans or product plans or options, which again might make it confusing for the customer. It could be someone in advertising who put an advert out there that says first 6 months are free and after that you're going to pay another $10 a month, but that was kind of lost to the customer. They forgot about it. Or it could be the IT department that forgot to send an alert out after 6 months or just in advance of 6 months to say your free offer is about ready to expire. We're going to charge you more next month. So it could be any of those teams. And in fact, all of them probably need to sit in the room with customer service to kind of listen to these calls and figure out what's going on. And so the solution is a whole of business because anybody within the organization really needs to be involved. Just as one finishing point on this one, if I'm in a group of 20 managers in the same company or maybe 60, 80 people in a conference, I often say, well, who's responsible for customer experience? And I want to see every hand go up. It's not just the marketing leader. It's not just the customer service lead. Everyone is really responsible for customer experience.
That is a huge takeaway right there. And you're correct. Everyone is responsible with the customer's experience. So good stuff. Lastly, tell us one of the bad stories to scare our audience or to grab their attention.
Well, there are a lot of well-intentioned systems out there that just don't work, unfortunately. And some of them may not, they may work most of the time, but when they don't work, it causes a lot of problems. So we do have a case study in the book. We call it a bad story of an online company that had a good idea, and it worked well most of the time, to alert their customers with an automated message the day before delivery. And then the day of delivery, it would send another reminder saying, just want to let you know, Eric, your product's going to arrive today between 1 and 3. Good. So you're fine. You can go on with your life. Most of us are working from home, so I'll just wait for that doorbell to ring or someone to knock. 1 o'clock comes and goes. 2 o'clock comes and goes. 3 o'clock comes and goes. Well, now you're getting a little bit frosty because you want this product, whatever it is. And you call up and talk to someone in the service center. And this story goes on that the service rep goes, well, I'm sorry you got that message, Eric, because our product, the product's still stuck in the warehouse. It won't get there until next week. Well, the company knew it, thought they had a proper alert to tell you it was coming, but they didn't override that with an update that said product stuck. Products get stuck in the warehouse fairly often. There needed to have been an alert that says we better let that customer know. And that means disabling the alert that says it's coming and actually send a different message that says, sorry, Eric, it's not going to arrive today between or tomorrow between 1 and 3. We hope it's okay if we deliver it next week. Let us know. So that is a unfortunate bad story, a real one, from a company that thought they had the right solution that worked most of the time. But because of that stuck condition, they didn't have the ability to update the messaging.
Well, that is certainly one real life example, and I appreciate your sharing that with us. There's certainly a takeaway there where listeners can learn from that situation. Where can listeners get more information on you and also the book, The Frictionless Organization, and where could they find the book as well?
Sure. Thank you, Eric, for that. My co-author, David Jaffe, lives in Melbourne, Australia, and we worked on this book together last year. Really excited about it. We have a website called frictionlessorg.com. And that's a great place to go to get more information. We'll be loading more new stories and bad stories about it. And then the book's available on Amazon and other online sites. So love to see if anybody picks up a copy and they enjoy it. Let me know.
Sounds good. Appreciate all the resources. Again, folks, it is frictionlessorg.com. Mr. Price, all the best. Thanks so much for what you're doing, for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I appreciate it, Eric. Enjoyed it.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and I did as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Price, the founder and president of Driva Solutions, a consultancy dedicated to creating highly effective customer contact strategies and operations. He's the co-author of The Frictionless Organization, Deliver Great Customer Experiences with Less Effort. And once again, for all the details, visit frictionlessorg.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.